that ain or Lashon Koli, that putting it over the fire itself is not called Lashon Koli, but rather it has to be in a Dov Racher, it has to be in something else. Like they held, you have to put it into this big Kli called the Yavuv, the Kli Nechayshish, and of that you would roast it. And then Lashon Kli or Dov Racher, Haketz has to come out, Ovuv Shal Kloyis Hayushom. But there was a big pipe, this Ovuv, this copper pipe, that Hayvahoyu Manukov, Kikavra, it had a lot of holes in it, like a sifter. They should tell you, oh, she left this bakulai. In order that when you put it over the fire should come in and roast them all up. Ov of koloi gerish, the pasuk says, is any of that I do not know in ov of koloi in gerish koloi. I do not know how you should roast it. Should you roast it when it's still in the stalk form, or should you roast it by gerish? That means Rashi says liyacha tchina. After you ground it up, after you took out the kernels and ground it up, is that when you should roast it? Kishwam, when the pasuk says beish, hipster kinyan, it stops it, as if to say yes, you're supposed to roast it before you grind it up. You have to roast the stalks, and then you grind it up. Karma, then the pasuk says karma, what does that mean to say? Rachamal is very soft, and mal means you could like rub it in your hands. V'cheinuem, the pasuk says, v'yish bo mi bal shlishi, v'yov v'lish lakim lechem bikurim, v'yesem lechem serum v'karmel, v'tzikloinu. The Yemeni said, "Tain lo miyochlo, bava yitzak lanu viyachalnu v'navi hoyu." So now Pesukim here in the word karmel ishchof, the chain dashin. So the dashin says b'tzikasak, and no viyachalnu v'navi hoyu. It was very good. So the dashin also in the word b'tziklak, what it means to say. Another pasuk says v'yema pasuk in Mishkan that says v'nisalsa b'yoyavim nasa v'nosin v'nala v'nismach. And let us both come together and talk together. We have another pasuk says, "Kona for nonim nalsa means nalsa oila v'nischato." We have another pasuk says, "Kiyora taderach negdi yirasa rasa natasa." They were dashing from the word yorat. They changed to say that the yosa was the malach that became afraid and it turned away from the road. So that's why we're dashing also the word karmel. We're changing around if to say. Rach, that it means it's soft. Nidei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, karma means no, karmole means a full car, use them as a full blanket, a full pillow. Means to say when it's full, that the crop must be ripe, each grain should be full, each stalk should be full of the barley. Now it says the Mishnah of Rabbi Kiva, Mechayiv v'chalav v'maisos. Kiva says Yechayiv both in chalav v'maisos. Omer Rav Kana, Omer Hoy Rabbi Kiva, Kiva used to say, Meruach Hegdish ain't a plaintiff. Kind of said the pshat from Kivra Zeals that even though Meruach happened, that after you piled up the tefuah, you put your hands down to smooth down the pile, that's the Gemar, that's the Meruach. If it happened, Meshasa belonged to Hegdish, he was still Yechayv Maisros. That's Rabbi Kiva holds Yechayv Maisros. On this, Moser Rosh Hashesh asked the question, it says clearly, Moser Sholish Shoin Halalu. My Oisimboy, what do they do with the leftover of this Sholos Soyin? Niftah used to be Pervedimit V'nechle Choladam. The Chayi V'chala was Chayi V'nchala, because Chala is totally when you make the dough. Or Potem in a Maisa, so you Potem in a Maisa. The Bekiva Mechayi V'chala V'maisa. Bekiva said Yechayi V'mboth. The Yechiyach, he asked from Bekiva and said, listen, whenever you redeem something from Hegdish, we know the Locher is Yechayi V'nchala, because Chala is always totally when you make the dough, but you Potem in a Maisa. So how could you, Rabbi Kiva, hold Yechayiv in a Maisa? Now the question of Kana is, V'imisi, if you say like you're saying, the Meruach Hegdish ain't a poitra, Rabbi Kiva argues and says, yes, even though Hegdish made the Meruach, the Gemar Melocha, the finishing touch of the Paris, were done by Hegdish, still he holds Yechayiv in Maisa, and so my Kamalei. He, what are the Chom asking Rabbi Kiva, and Echnam, he argues on this. So Chorot Sarai, not like Kana, but Rabbi Kiva agrees that Avad the Meruach Hegdish is poitra. And there's a new reason why over here he says Yechayiv in our Mishnah. The Yoid, secondly, Eisper Rav Kana Bar Tachlif Rav Kana Bar Masio. That it says like this, Rabbi Kiva Mechayiv V'chala V'maisros. Rabbi Kiva explains himself. Why does Rabbi Kiva say in our Mishnah the leftover of this Sholos Shoyin is Chayiv V'chala with that dough? Or Yechayiv V'maisros? V'vishla Nitnu Moyes Elo L'Tzorichlen. He says a new reason. because of the lechatchila, when the Hegdish bought these three soyas of barley, they only really meant to buy just one isar and one tenth of the ephah, just what you need for the minchas ema. The rest of it, they never meant to buy in the first place, therefore never has Hashem Hegdish on it. That's why you chayv in Isos. So Rabbi Gemara says, Elo Amar Rabbi Yechanan, the Talmud Aruchu Lefanu Befish Rabbi Kiva, is a clear learning in the mouth of Rabbi Kiva. Shele Nitnu Moyet El Tzarech Len. Now Lechatchila, when they bought the Omer, they only bought with the Moyet of Hegdish what they need for the Omer. So only one Isar and one tenth of it was really Hegdish. The rest of it was not Kodesh. Omar Rabbi says, Pshitli to me, it's simple, the Meruach Hegdish Poyta. The Nechnami, if it really belongs to Hegdish, and Hegdish makes the Meruach, the Gemara Malacha, Pshit is Potter from Trumas and Maisras. For your Fidu Rabbi Kiva, like Kol Mechayiv, Hossam Kiva, on the Al Mishti says, Yechayiv, Elush, Tanitnu, Mois, Elush, Erlen. Because the Chathilu, when the Hegdish, the Gizba, bought his Bali, they did not mean to buy the three soyim worth of Bali. They only meant to buy the pure one-tenth, the pure Isarim of Bali. Ah, the Meruach Hegdish, but if Hegdish really owned it, and they made the Meruach, they piled down, they smoothed down the top of the pile. That's when it's called the Gemara Malacha, that's when it's Mechuyiv and Maisris. If at that time it belonged to Hegdish, B'yama Potim Meruach, Potim Avadi Apoita. This everybody agrees to. Now, Meruach Oivdi Kachavim, let's say a guy owned these Paris, Meretz Yisrael, at the time when they made the Meruach, by the Gemara Malacha, Tanoi, it's a Machlokes Tanoim, if the parents of Anakum is Chayiv and Maisris or not. The Tanya we learned, Termin Mishel Yisrael Hashel Yisrael, Jewish parents on Jewish parents. Mishel Oivdi Kachavim, Mashal Kachavim, Goyish parents on Goyish parents. Mishel Kusim, Mashal Kusim. Or Mishel Kol, Al Shal Kol, Dibra Bimeya, that yes, you could take off Maisris from Jewish parents onto Goyish parents. So Mashal Miyol, they're all Chayiv Midiraisa. The parents that are grown on earth, Yisrael, even though it belongs to a Goy, he goes, Ein Kin Liyakal Mavkiya Mekdusha, and therefore it's Chayiv and Trumas and Maisris. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, and they both say no. Tarmi Mishal Yisrael, Al Shal Yisrael. You can take off true money from Jewish parents and Jewish parents. Umishalavdi Kachav Mashal Kusim. Umishal Kusim Mashal Kachavim. That Kusim also have a locha like Goyim. Avaloi Mishal Yisrael, Al Shal Kachavim. Vishal Kusim. Valoi Mishalavdi Kachavim. Vishal Kusim, Al Shal Yisrael. And we have parents that are grown by a Jew in Eretz Yisrael. Those are Mechuyim Midiraisa and Trumas and Maisris. So you cannot use those parents to pot the parents that were grown by a Goy. Because the parents of Anakim is Potim Midiraisa. It's only Chayim Midirabonin. So Kitty Stichlil to Machoykis Tanoyim, if parents Akim is Mechuyim and Trumas and Maisris or not, that's a Machoykis Tanoyim. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape.